Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
No matter where you work, you try at least to rep your brand, right?
Sure.
Whether it's like a sporting team, maybe it's your netball club or your volunteer thing. You rep your brand. You want to get people involved. You don't want to force yourself on people. But you just go, hey, this is what I stand for.
There's nothing I love more than a bit of merch. You know, just wearing a bit of merch proudly.
That'll get you out there. You go, yeah. Yeah. I am part of the Lions Club. I am. You want to get a sausage for $3? You know where to go. Here for the radio station, it's hard because, you know, we have a radio like 95.5.
Sure.
We broadcast to that. We try and get people. We have billboards. We get out. We like to do stuff. But when was the last time you like one-on-one got a new listener to the radio station or specifically to the Tim and Jess show?
I can't remember the last time.
Because I think I've had some close calls where like someone that works with my wife, they're like, oh, yeah, my husband listens now. And I'm like, I've done nothing there other than be told, my husband works at the radio station.
Mm.
So I haven't done anything. Today, boots on grounds, I got one more person listening to this show.
Oh.
I'm getting out there, putting myself on the line, and I'm just thinking, why aren't you doing the same, Jess?
What happened?
I feel like what happened, you should technically be bringing in dozens of listeners to the show with this kind of attitude and output. So today, I was running a little bit late to work, parked my car, walking up Moorabool Street, getting here to the radio station. You know when I didn't need to rush, but I was rushing because I was like, I thought I was late even though I was like, everything will be fine.
Oh, you were late. But
yeah, I know, but everyone
but
knew.
No one, it didn't matter.
Yeah, I told everyone, I was like, hey,
yeah,
I'm going to be very late today, but I still felt like, all right, well, I just need to get
to work. I'm not going to dilly-dally.
Yeah, I'm not going to dilly-dally.
Sure.
And because I decided not to dilly-dally, unfortunately, I wasn't necessarily watching where I was walking. And I tripped over. I tripped over a rock on Moorabool Street.
Amazing.
And then the unfortunate thing was I tripped out the front doors of this radio station.
Oh, we have our face on the front of this building.
The only place worse would have been the corner of Moorabool Street and Malham Street.
Yeah.
Because there's the digital billboard. And you just pray that it's on like a B1 in hoops for the Geelong Cats and not on your rotation. But unfortunately, I tripped right in front of a giant poster of yourself and myself here at the radio station. Someone was like, oh, are you okay, mate? And I was like, yeah, sorry. I just wasn't looking where I was then going. And unfortunately, it was like a television advert. I feel like I stood up and my head was next to my head to this person.
Oh, God.
And they were like, oh, on the radio. And I was like, yeah.
It's me.
And they were like, well, I'll be listening this afternoon.
Oh!
And so, Jess, what are you doing? What injuries are you causing yourself to get listeners to the show?
Someone, I cause myself a lot of injuries.
The clumsiest person I know, you really should be getting paramedics.
That's true.
Doctors, nurses, you know, just anyone.
I went to hospital last year. I got us a couple of listeners. I just haven't done it for a while.
So, yeah, I'm putting myself out there getting, even if it's one person, I've got that one person listening this afternoon. I should have asked for their name. If you're listening, thank you for helping me up. I didn't even scrape my knee or nothing. It was just I was rushing. I wasn't dilly-dallying, and it caused me a trip. But it's got us another listener to the show. And if that shows us anything, it's about repping your brand.
Maybe we just need to stand out front and pretend to trip and get a few more listeners.
It probably did look like a bit of a stunt.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Thank you so much for catching me, sir.
Yes.
You can also catch me at 3 o'clock this afternoon on K-Rock.
It's actually a great marketing tool. Fantastic. All right. Well, tomorrow you'll see us just tripping over several times. At the
stumbling in by Cyril. No, stumbling across the street to K-Rock. I should have stopped.
I had such a good feeling.
Oh, I know. I should have stopped.
And I feel embarrassed for you. That's all right. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know where to stop now.
And you know what? We just lost that listener. But that's all right. Sometimes to get some, you got to lose them.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, there's a new trend that's happening at the moment with Gen Zs.
Can I just say, if I need to know what trends are happening, I go to my nearly 33-year-old mate her and her friends say some of the most ridiculous things you'll hear that a person that age saying. And you go, yeah, that's how I know what's
on. Okay, because I said slay today.
It's not just today. I've never heard someone genuinely say, who's nearly 33, it just gave me a bit of the ick.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a bit of the ick. I didn't like it. So what's trending,
yes,
babe?
Yes, okay. Maybe I'm a trend. I am a filthy elder millennial.
Yeah, I get it.
I understand. But Gen Zers are really like coming forward and they're looking at boring phones as
boring
a new trend.
Phones. Oh, yeah. Great.
Right? Yep. So instead of having your iPhone or your Android or whatever that
they're
does
so
everything.
So busy. Oh,
everyone can contact me all the time. You know, Gen Z have taken it to the next level and said, please don't contact me. In fact, I'm going to go to a boring phone, an old school flip phone. Literally all I can do is call and
text.
Accept calls. Can barely text at this point.
If you've got credit, fingers crossed.
And this is what they're doing because they don't want to be so reachable anymore.
Yeah, I agree in the way we've spoken about it in the last couple of weeks. I hate that everyone just, well, I don't hate. It's very frustrating that people just think you're available 24/7. And I almost feel guilty sometimes when I haven't replied to someone in 3 days because I just don't want to deal.
I've heard you go on Facebook and be like, oh, Matt's active on Facebook, so we should call them.
Yeah, we'll just... Just call them. They're allowed. They're around. But that's just for fun. We'll just make a phone call.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a big... I think instead of like going to the lengths of that though...
Yeah.
Do Not Disturb's been handy.
Do Not Disturb is great.
I don't
but
like
you still
the
have the distractions of everything else on the phone. If you have a boring phone, phone's boring. Literally all you're doing is using it to call and then hang up.
Now, you love to jump on these younger trends.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think you'll be jumping on this one
no,
in particular.
No, I definitely won't be. But I thought maybe 52232955. Maybe there's some people that are already ahead of this trend. Maybe there are people out there in Geelong and the Surf Coast and the Bellarine that already are using their boring phone. Maybe you never made the transition to a smartphone. Maybe you did and you've gone back to your Nokia phone. I want to hear about the boring phones across our beautiful part of the world.
How's this, though? Who's using the oldest phone?
Yeah.
Right now. Are you going to call us on your Nokia 3310?
Oh, my God.
I would love that.
Are they still working? Because, like, I had a 3310, and I think it went out when 3G went out.
That's a very good point.
I don't know what the oldest, like, boring phone would be.
Would love... If someone called us through on a landline right now, if I see 03 pop up on our phone board system, I will, and you know the quality is going to be good.
Crisp.
Yeah, because it goes into the earth. 52232955. How old's your phone? Let's see. Because I think like someone, a friend of ours, Sandy Andy, his phone's from like 2009. And that's just wild to me. And
that, he still uses I'm pretty sure his iPhone is considered vintage.
Sandy Andy still uses a phone where you could maybe download Flappy Bird because the software hasn't
probably still
updated.
Has it. He probably still has it.
You know what I want to go back to? The good old days.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get $30 credit from the newsagents.
Yep.
You text someone 4 times and you go, I need to slow down. You know what I'll do to take my mind off this? I'll play Snake 2. Yep. Everything's fine. Oh, no, I've accidentally clicked horoscope. Mum's going to kill me.
It's a good story, Grandpa.
Good old days. The good old days of when you would accidentally hit Capricorn, you go, oh, that's about $15 right there.
Yeah.
Mum, when the phone bill comes in the mail, I'm going to get killed.
Or you went over. I didn't have, like, credit, so I didn't know how much I was going to go over. And then, one time I was calling my boyfriend so much, I went over, like $300 on our, account, our joint family account. Oh, my God. The look my parents gave me when the bill came in the mail that month. Oh. I'm surprised I'm still alive today.
I'm actually scared for you.
Yeah.
I know this was 20 years ago, but I'm scared. But we're trying to find someone using older phones. Like maybe just purely by, hey, this works. If it works, it works. Maybe it's one of those phones that fits in a holster.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Out?
The holster's on the belt.
That could be something nice. We like it. All right. We've got Sam from the Surf Coast who's given us a call. Sam, it's not you, but you've given some older phones to your kids, I believe.
Well, you can actually buy the old phones new. So I gave them new phones. I took their smartphones away, decided that it wasn't very good for them, and gave them a Nokia 8210.
Oh, my God, Sam! You must have been so popular.
Well, no. But they did have, one had an Apple iPhone and one had a Samsung. And we just said, you know... No, we don't need that.
I'm just looking at photos of Nokia 8210s, and that they're kind of the in-between of those initial when you think of the Nokias.
Colour screen?
No, it doesn't look like it.
No. Oh, is there? No, but they have Tetris, which is...
Nice!
I mean, what else do you need?
And snake, and there's good. This other, like, jump level thing. Something jump.
Sounds like you're using the phones more than them, Sam.
So, they'll be on the bus at the moment, hopefully on the way home, so... Oh, they should be listening.
They probably are listening because it also has a wireless FM radio. Wow. So.
Correct. And did you know you can record the radio onto your phone?
Oh, my
so
God.
No Spotify needed.
All right.
See, Sam, you've just made your kids exponentially cooler, if anything.
And when I gave it to them, I said, you're going to be really cool, and they didn't believe me. And then I hear on the radio, and I'm like, I must. Call and tell you how cool my kids are.
You know what'll make this better? Me call the radio and tell them on the kids. I'll dob on the kids. I'll tell them. And I'll say, this is what they're doing. You might be the most popular mum in town, Sam.
Only $99. That's a steal.
That's actually a great deal.
Sam. Yeah, like it's super cheap. The only problem is you still have to pay like your $19 per month, but they don't use any, the connectivity doesn't actually work. So I'm paying for them to be able to text.
Nokia salesperson Sam, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure that the kids are listening now with their little FM modulator and the two little headphone plug-in, and this is going to be the best car ride home when you pick up from the bus.
Jess and Tim. Oh wait, sorry, it's Tim and Jess.
Will from the newsroom, he has moonwalked in here.
Oh.
He has given us a Mr. Roboto dance move and a crisp high 10 to Jess. He is in here and he is making a splash. Good afternoon, Will.
Good afternoon. It's a bit rude to G-Flip, by the way, calling her the worst person alive.
Well, they're not the worst person alive, but that's how they're feeling in that moment. But
it's a hard song
has
to
anyone
back
actually,
it out.
Has anyone actually made that joke before?
Oh, I reckon you might be the first, Will. So pats on the back to you.
God, this should be good.
Well, the funniest boy in the newsroom is about to test our news knowledge with this.
Metricon gives you freedom to get more of what you want in a brand new home. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it's our job to fill in the blanks.
Also, Will is known as the worst person alive.
Of course.
So there you go.
Thank you. Yeah. And Jess is going to think this because I've got a gripe. I've got a bone to pick with Jess because she stole my story before. When you were talking about the Titanic
and how
they've auctioned off some items.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do that, but now I can't because you already talked about it.
You forced Will to do more work.
I'll be honest, there's not much out there at the moment. So,
which is probably why we had the same.
Two today.
As punishment, I've just gone with an extra footy story.
Okay, excellent. Great. Okay. I love footy.
So
well, I'll definitely know this one. Here we go.
I'll start with the non-footy one, though. Research by Swinburne Uni and the Baker Institute has suggested it's okay to do what for 6 hours a day?
Oh, watch Netflix on the couch. Watch Netflix on the couch, please.
Yeah, I'll pay it.
Okay. Yes!
Six hours is a long time, Will.
Yeah, it's sit down. So you're allowed to sit down for 6 hours a day. Yeah, as long as we stand for five, which seems like a long time. Is it?
See, don't let your iWatch yell at you, Tim, and tell you to stand.
My iWatch?
Yeah,
watch. Your Apple Watch?
Your iWatch.
No one, not even Steve Jobs, when he came up with the idea 20 years ago, thought he was ever going to call it the iWatch.
The website calls it the iWatch.
No, it's the Apple Watch, my guy.
Yeah, the Apple iWatch.
Now I get it. I keep thinking like I as in the thing you see out
I think we're working away from the theory that it's okay to sit down for 6 hours in total. Do you mean six times in 6 hours? Like it's okay to sit down once? Because that's wild.
No, I think it's like 6 hours a day.
That's a lot of sitting.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that include your sleep? Because I'm not technically sitting.
That's not sitting.
No, I know, but like I'm not standing, am I?
Oh,
right?
You hadn't
considered that.
Yeah, good one. Okay, we'll move on.
Jess is losing her mind.
A milestone for the Carlton Footy Club today. What's happened?
Are they actually eligible for the finals this year?
What do you mean eligible?
I don't know, Tim! Sorry, I'm yelling again. I'll let you answer.
Carlton Football Club, are they finally out of the salary cap scandal of 2002?
Yeah. Which makes them eligible for finals again.
Shut up, the both of you.
No, they've surpassed 100,000 members for the first time in history.
That's That's nice.
They fresh. Should. It, you know what? They should be eligible for finals. They with that many be. Fans, yeah. A lot of people would watch them.
Fresh off a loss to Geelong. Yeah. In front of 80,000 fans.
Well, I mean, the lid is off for Carlton fans. I think the lid slightly got put back on after the Cats beat them on the weekend, but we're
you
happy.
You can't just keep taking it on and off anyway.
You can. You can. But the lid's, it's Tupperware.
What's the lid?
Like, lid's off, like... Everything's got to keep, we're you here, know, baby. The saying, like, we've got to keep a lid on it.
Oh,
let's not get too excited.
Sure.
So, when the lid's off, that's yeah, when yeah. you can get excited.
Yep. And now yep. they're eligible. It's great.
Yes, exactly. It's just good news for Carlton fans out there. and Crow star Rory Sloane is
oh,
in
good
the news
football.
Today.
Excellent.
Why is that?
He retired.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes. We talked about this at lunch.
We did.
Yeah.
Why?
Your lunch conversation sound like a ball.
Because he, some. Retina issue.
Yeah. Detached retina.
Yeah. Chip loves eye stuff. What is a detached retina, Will?
It's like a retina, but yeah. it's no longer attached.
Like your eyeball just like...
I actually
That's
don't.
Not it.
Does it just fall out?
Chip hates eye stuff.
I can't look at either of you because you've got them.
I do have eyes.
And you know that when you open your eyes, I'm going to have a finger near my eyeball. Like, right. that's what's going to happen. But you have to open your eyes at some point to push the button.
I don't have to look at you. I'm a grown man. All right. Will, thank you very much.
That's all right.
It's all thanks to Metricon giving you the freedom to get more of what you want in a brand new home. Hopefully, just hopefully, Carlton can be eligible for the finals this year. Just waiting to hear back. Skyrock 955.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
A lot of great workplaces across Geelong. Surf Coast and the Bellarine, of all shapes and sizes. I've worked in a few different types of offices with like real small teams, and that's been great. Yeah. And the big teams are great because you have like little groups in them, mm-hmm. and it's like working as a family. Oh, you don't want to say family, but, you know, it's like it's like, you know, working with your cousins. It's like yeah we're all family, but like not too close.
Where is this going?
You know what I mean? Like it's nice. It's nice having lots of people to work with and celebrating your colleagues.
Yes.
So we. Like I imagine some workplaces do across town, have like a staff member of the month award.
Of course.
We've worked at places where they haven't done a staff member of the month.
Yeah.
It is a spicy Thursday morning to come in and a little bit early,
yeah.
knowing that there's probably going to be like some chicken rolls, mm-hmm. someone celebrated, and a meat tray or a meat-based tray, like a plant-based yeah. meat tray given away.
I love at K-Rock, we have like a Brownlow system where you
yes,
can nominate your colleagues.
Keeps it super simple.
Yeah, it's awesome because you just never know who's going to get nominated yeah. each month.
And Jess, you've, in the last 12 months, you've won a Staff Member of the Month
yes.
award, which
yeah,
is
yeah.
it's in radio world, it's unheard of that the actual radio announcers will win
mm-hmm.
The Member of the Month award because... I don't know if it's just like a blight.
We don't contribute a lot to
no,
the radio station.
Rock up, say some things, play some songs, get out of here. But you were, everyone was like, yeah, Jess, whatever month it was, you're the king.
Yeah, go, I think Jess, it was almost exactly a year ago. I reckon okay. it was May last year.
Right. So what I've been thinking of is like, don't get me wrong, love a meat tray, love a voucher. Something I loved as a child and still in my adult life is wrestling. Like WWE, right. WWF style wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're thinking of Stone Cold Steve Austin,
yeah.
Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair.
The Rock.
The Rock. Like you think of these yeah. names. And when they hit milestones in wrestling, like, yeah, it's like a television show, so it's not a sport. What do they get to celebrate achievements of their incredible success?
The championship belt.
Do workplaces need to incorporate
oh my God.
championship
yes.
belts?
Yes.
And then it's something...
And ladder matches.
Because imagine, all right, I'll play the role of a general manager
yep.
at a business in Geelong.
Sure.
Like, all right, Jess, you've done really well this month.
Thank you, I know.
We think it's fantastic, and we just want to award you... What the Rock is Staff Member of the Month Award. And then
I could take the belt
yep.
and present it up high above my head.
Yep.
Do like a walk around the office, yep. lap of honour.
You know, if you want to play a bad guy in wrestling, like Flip the Bird,
yeah.
to someone in sales, like get Nick Steve, you know? Because, like, for example, I'm pretty sure Steve
yeah.
in sales, he has come close to winning Staff Member of the Month every month this year.
2024 really is the year of Steve.
It's a 3-month title reign
for
people like Steve. Don't you think that would create a lot more excitement and jazz?
Yes.
Jazz up a...
Yes. I've never loved an idea of yours more.
And I think we can start seeing these championship belts. Like in the UFC, like in boxing. Yeah. I think this is how we celebrate. And I wear it with pride.
If there was a belt up for grabs, that you would be a lot nicer to people around the office, honestly.
Oh, walk in, slap it. Champs here. Champs in the building. What are you going to do about it? Come to the champ. I already want to be staff member of the month to wear the belt.
They're not going to do it if you act as if you're going to fight people every time you walk into the building.
Fun. It's not about fighting. It's about step up.
Yeah.
You know, the champ is here. If you want this belt, work for it.
What
Show us what you're here for.
Well, we're almost at the end of the month, which means that
month's gone.
Our April team member is going to be up in the next, I think, next week. So why don't I print off a championship belt?
Oh, this is the saddest thing I've ever heard. No, we need real leather. We need leather and gold.
I understand, but let's have a printed one.
Okay.
Just to show what it could be.
Okay.
And then when the general manager sees it, she'll be like, Tim and Jess. Yep. Well done.
It does sound like show and tell.
You guys have done an amazing job.
Championship belt.
I'm going to buy one for real.
All right. They are hundreds of dollars. But I think if you care about your staff, it's worth it.
That's so true.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.